This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the Hotep Hour. I am your host, Hotep Jesus. Make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com. In the last segment we had on Eliza Blue, I want everybody to go over to Twitter, follow her, Eliza Blue, E-L-I-Z-A-B-L-E-U. Great work over there. You see her stuff on the screen right now. Make sure you give her a follow, support her, et cetera, et cetera. And again, InfoWarsStore.com. I said that wrong in the last segment. I want to say it properly here, InfoWarsStore.com. Next up, I want to bring a very special guest on, Arthur Kwan Lee. If you guys can bring him in now. This guy is a very well-accomplished artist, especially in the New York scene. Arthur, what's up, man? How you feeling, bro?
Hotep, it's long overdue. Thanks for having me, brother.
Oh, way too long. Way too long. A friend of mine introduced me to your work, and I immediately fell in love with it. When I saw that Jesus piece, I was like, yes, this guy totally gets it. However, your story has taken quite a turn. At some point, you decided to go against the grain. Maybe you did it by accident. Maybe you did it on purpose. But you came out, correct me if I'm wrong, as a Trump supporter or something else?
Yeah, so I won 2019 Artist of the Year, and I eventually got blacklisted in the New York City circuit for my conservative and Christian values. I identify myself more as a anarchist more than anything, but nonetheless, you know, today you're going to be on the right side of the aisle. So, it was interesting because I'm visually known for promulgating masculinity and our shared religious nature on one hand, but I was in social camouflage as a right-leaning artist, we'll call it. So eventually I was kicked out of the circle, we'll call it.
Wait. You were 2019 Artist of the Year. Did I hear that correctly?
Correct.
And then what changed? What did you say? Where did you say it?
You know, it's one of those things. This story has been heard quite a bit. You know, this idea that, you know, the left owns all of the cultural pillars. You know, it's very evident, whether it's big tech, academia, art gallery, Hollywood, or entertainment. And then we're on the right always spreadsheeting and talking about data and polling and the numbers stoically gathered. And it's so important, right? But the reality is you cannot openly share values that are pro-masculine or Western or want to spread Christendom at that, you know, obviously. So the moment you start to speak that up, what's going to happen is you'll get castigated.
So,
right?
2019 Artist of the Year, then you clarify that for me. Where were these comments made? Was it Twitter? Did you say it to a friend that you whispered in a private conversation? Weren't you in the news? Where? How did they even know what your thoughts? Because they can't read your mind.
Sure. So, I mean, you got to understand, I had 6 pretty good art galleries I was signed with. So I'm having multiple solo shows, especially in the Lower East Side. And a big part of the art world is, you know, there's a lot of nepotism. You're constantly hanging out with these people. So we'd be, you know, often what happens is these circles are really just places to bash those who are not on the left, right? And eventually, you know, the distance in my heart, I had to push up against that. and I basically, I remember, I'll share the story with you. I remember, this isn't paraphrasing, by the way, but I was sitting in this pizza shop, and we had multiple dealers and curators and critics, and they go, you know, it's Arthur, you know, right now there's this whole Stop Asian Hate movement. You know, I think it would be great if we did a collaboration with one of my BLM advocate artists and with your art. So it's like Stop Asian Hate meets Black Lives Matter. That was sort of the texture they're playing with, you know, more identity politics, horse manure, we'll call it. And I basically told them, you know, at this point, I was just fed up, brother. And I'm sure you've heard this ad nauseum as well. And I just looked at them dead in the eyes and said that I believe that Black Lives Matter is a modern blackface where white liberals like you are utilizing the black identity to push your liberal agenda. You know what I mean? So things like those comments basically kicked me out of the club, obviously. You know, but now I'm independent, and, you know, looking in retrospect, it was really disconcerting. But now I want to encourage all artists who are not in line with the left, who can never speak up to have the confidence to separate from the Leviathan.
We're going to come back with Arthur after the break. InfoWarsStore.com. Hurry.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the Hotep Hour. I'm your host, Hotep Jesus. Make sure you still support InfoWarsStore.com. Arthur, your story is rather intriguing. I have another question for you. The person that you made this pushback to, which I think was absolutely courageous, it's kind of wild that you would put your whole career on the line. Well, let me ask you this first. Did you know you're going to be canceled when you made that comment to that person? Because some people don't know. Yeah, completely ignorant to it. Some people know the risk that they're taking. Did you know when you said that, like, yo, I'm putting all six of my, you know, yearly gallery showings on the line here, and this is it?
Well, you know, it's funny that you use the word courageous, and of course I appreciate that, brother, but I must say that it was really more of like my cup of BS was just so full. You know what I mean? So it's more of a my tolerance for evil. You know what I mean? That's what was being tested rather than courage. You see what I'm getting at? Like, the cultural fabric has changed so much where you basically have to be a dissident and iconoclast to be a man today almost. And, you know, I knew that I've seen much of the degeneracy that occurs inside the art industry being a part of these circles. You know, the art industry is, you know, I'll call it as it is, you know, it's either a financial instrument or it's an arm of socialist propaganda. So me working in this field, I realized I had to go independent eventually, but I didn't realize how quickly they would turn their back on me in this way. And it's, you know, it's disconcerting when you lose your sources of income, right? But there just was no other way, man. I was just kind of, I didn't want to cut the Medusa's head at that point. So severing ties with them was the only way for me.
I mean, it's kind of crazy because I thought Asian lives matter. And here you have an Asian man who's expressing his opinion. And
let me tell you, this is like a base rush hour over here, right? Let me tell you, brother. remember, they like us as their little pets. You know what I mean? The left. You know, it's like if you fit their plantation narrative, Hotep, same with Asians, by the way, then you're a good Asian, right? That's their whole thing. But again, man, I want to be like the anti-Marina Abramovich, if anything, right? Because I've seen the decadence. So what I want to do, and I believe this is the ideal functionality of an artist, is to be a spiritual servant, then distill our values and kind of promote socially cohesive symbolic gesture, you know? So that's what I'm trying to do here, man. And it's important to recognize that when I said that the art galleries today are an arm of propaganda, I mean, like, we have to sort of elevate our understanding of aesthetics today. And let me tell you, as an artist, look, these sigils you see, whether it's the black flag with white bold Black Lives Matter or the rainbow flag we see, like, this is propaganda for collectivism. We need to frame this properly. It's not just an invitation for a discourse. This is propaganda by the state.
Hmm. You mentioned a very popular name. I was introduced to her in a music video with Jay-Z. You said a Marina Abramovich. You mentioned seeing some decadence in this art world. Can you reveal or pull back the curtain on some of the things you saw in this art world? Because I don't know anything in this art world. When I think about art, I thought they were distinguished people, you know, defined people, noble people, people with dignity. And you're telling me it's just another propaganda arm, or they're just about money. Can you pull back the curtain on this whole industry and tell me?
Yeah, so you look at the top of the pyramid, right, of the art industry. It's interesting because the fact that 50% of purchases are by about 20 collectors through 5 galleries tells you it's a very small inner circle. Marion Goodman Gallery, Hauser & Worth, David Zorner, Gagosian & Pace. The fact that those 5 galleries basically run the top sphere, it's a financial instrument at that sphere. Now, you look at the middle tier, where there's legitimate sales and it's sort of the Wild West, there's actual artisans, but ultimately most of the galleries are propaganda tools. It's not a coincidence that most of these artists are promoting, you know, the Rainbow Coalition or want to take down the patriarchy, these feminists, right? So that's not a coincidence. And that's sort of an invitation, because you can sort of go into that a little bit further and you realize a lot of the political and financial elite are behind the scenes congregating. You know, these are, there's underground occultic sort of themes that take place behind the scenes. And, you know, Marina Abramovich, while we look at her face here on the screen, she's a literal Satanist witch masquerading as a performance artist. You know, she's friends with Lady Gaga, Hillary Clinton. You know, she's behind the whole Pizzagate spirit cooking debacle. Like, it's the aesthetics of the disciples tell you everything, you know, of the ideology. So, she gets support to go on these world tour exhibitions to glorify degeneracy and transhumanism. So there's other things going on. The art world is an invitation to some of this.
Oh, whoa. The art world is an invitation to dance with the devil is how I interpreted it. That's crazy. So you said there's some decadence. Did you see them drinking blood? Did you see them chopping off goat heads? How do you know this is happening?
Well, the betting is there's, you know, the vetting happens through schmoozing. You hang out. I've been taken out to sushi by some of these top-tier galleries. You've hung out this, that, and the other. But they're not going to let you in unless you're either compromised or part of their same ideological club. So I didn't get to see anything of that sort, but I smelled it. You know, I remember when I went to Art Basel 2019, and I shared and sold a couple works there in Miami. And, you know, we go to this club. You have to drop off your phone into this little cubby because, you know, you can't video any recording. And I saw hedonism, but I didn't see anything off the walls beyond, you know, just the range, you know, morally, you know, off center, we'll call it. But I didn't see anything like demonic. But you can totally see how it's a place where those who serve the Dark One can come together. You know, and actually Tom Wolfe wrote The Painted Word. He's an American cultural critic some time ago, predicting that the radical left will end up utilizing the art industry to congregate together. But obviously, I don't think he could have predicted how bad it would have become, you know?
Oh, yeah. It seems like it accelerated. It seems like it went from 0 to 60 in 4.3 seconds during the Trump era, and then, you know, 0 to 60 in 1 second during the COVID-19 pandemic. Sometimes I make the joke, and I think that somewhere along the line, we went through a wormhole and out of space and ended up in a whole parallel universe, because right now life is a parody. Are you familiar with what's going on with Kanye West now?
Brother, I mean, Kanye is the pivotal example. You know, what happens if an artist goes off the plantation towards any all things political, economic, or philosophical, is they put you into the corner and they call you crazy. But, you know, it's worth saying, while we're on the subject, that this is nothing new when it comes to understanding strategy and the culture wars from the left. You know, socialists and, I mean, the collectivists have always utilized the creative class, and it's always been a pendulum between propaganda and art that venerates God. It's always been either the state or the soul. And it has always been this case. And the reason why Kanye makes me bring this notion up is because, you know, you can look at every successful tyrant, and they either had training in the arts or they utilized the artists in one shape or another. And, you know, the most obvious example would be how the Nazis were masters of propaganda. Well, Joseph Goebbels literally contacted William Joyce, who was like top-tier comedian who was crushing the ratings, and secretly funded him as part of the Nazi propaganda branch to normalize values. So my point is, this is how important artists are. It's important to utilize the artists, because when you take an art, you are in your relaxed state. It's like a form of hypnosis almost, right? And life imitates art, man. So, you know, the left has been so wise to, you have to give this credit to them. And we need to use this against them. It's guerrilla warfare. We need to understand that, you know, they run art galleries, Hollywood and entertainment.
You hit like, on something there. You hit on something there. Art is going to access your monkey mind. We'll be back. We're going to go to break. InfoWarsStore.com. Go get your...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the Hotep Hour. I'm joined today with a very well-known, very accomplished artist, Arthur Kwan Lee. Arthur Kwan, I was texting you behind the scenes before this segment, and I asked you, some things that you wanted me to ask you about, and you said something that made me spit out my coffee. You said the left creates ugly art. What do you mean the left creates ugly art? Isn't art subjective? How can their art be ugly?
So let me first say, beauty is not in the eye of the beholder. The reason why I say this is because this idea of what political correctness and critical theory as a sword and shield, like what is collectivism? What are they essentially trying to promote? It's all relativism. That is the North Star. And what I mean by that is, you actually look at the art today, ever since postmodernism came into the picture, it's, you can see, large brushstrokes or splatter paints, and they deem that as the same height as the Pietà, or some masterclass works. So for me, when you study actually the ancients across all civilizations, they regarded the true, the good, and the beautiful as fundamental building blocks for society, right? But it's important to understand this is regardless of any culture as well, brother. This is cross-continental. And when they talk about beauty, they're actually talking about the sacred. And I believe usually today, because we've fallen so much from grace, when we hear the word beauty, we get it confused with hotness or something like that. But beauty is supposed to point upwards. So my point is that when you see art that is produced by the left, they're promoting aesthetic relativity. And you see art that is produced by more right-leaning folks, it tends to promote universal standards because we're pedagogical. We believe in objective boundaries, standards, and we believe in lines, right? And because we have that territorial instinct, that also implies to how we develop our discipline. So I guess what I'm saying is all these things that are spoken about on InfoWars, all these themes that are excavated inside our minds cerebrally, they also manifest outwardly when you just look at the actual art that is produced. And it's really enlightening to see this. So, for me, a really great example of this is when 2019, again, Art Basel, I'm going to mention, the same Art Basel exhibition that I was in, there was a banana duct taped to a wall. And it sold for $150,000. And often people will say, how? But then other people will say, because it's subjective. Well, I believe the reason why people can even get away with calling this art without recognizing that it's actually just insulting to our intelligence is because only a person who believes that gender is a social construct or that masculinity is toxic, anything that's deconstructionism, right, that gets rid of your morality. Your morale is so low that you're going to buy that this is art, right? So, the left makes ugly art because, essentially, they're against beauty. And beauty is a very important tool that, we need to utilize, brother. Men like us, man, we have beauty on our side, too. It's important.
So, that's very intriguing. What you're saying is, and correct me if I'm wrong, what you're saying is that it is the virtue of the artist that defines the beauty. So if the virtue is pointing up towards something good-natured, something that's going to support life, nurture life, something that is moral, this is beauty, right? No matter how the strokes may lay.
Brother, if you go into any of these galleries and you see something miasmic that is almost nothing identifiable, that doesn't take skill, I would bet that that was produced by someone on the left. I would go that confident because I've worked 10 years in the gallery scene and I've seen this pattern enough.
So you're saying they can get away with that because they're selling this idea of art to the same people who believe there's 345 genders. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah. It's that says it all, you know, because it's a reflection of the culture's values. And again, I guess what I'm saying is that rather than emptily repeating the mantra that politics is out of culture, I'm trying to encourage people to become either active participants or to patronize those people who are actually in the cultural forefront, because believe me, artists of either faith, and look, I'm a Christian, like artists who want to promote wholesome values and benevolent, honorable masculinity, we're outnumbered like 1,000 to 1, man. You know, so and it's a shame because we make better art by without the intellectual training, just at a gut level. You can tell when art is beautiful, right? It's one of those natural instincts, but they've made the art world pretentious, you know? The left has done all of this to make everyday man feel separate from appreciating aesthetics because, you know, they want to be the one who control the narrative, right? And they're successful at this. And again, like I said before the commercial, like, this is brilliant strategy. We need to recognize that it is effective so we can use it against them.
You're an art guy, so I have to ask you this question. It's hot in the news right now. Last week there was a Van Gogh painting and they threw soup on it. This week was mashed potatoes on, I forget who that artist was. How did you feel when you saw this? Did you take offense and say, oh my God, they're ruining good art? Or did you say, ah, oh, they're activists and the art will be fine? Where are you on that whole thing?
Of course, as an artist, number one, I'm saying these people are trash. You know, I mean, let's be real here. Like, at any time, and ideologues of a group have destroyed art, they've always been in support of tyranny in one shape or another. You know, it's in the same fashion that literally the first thing that Adolf Hitler did when he came to power was close down the art school Bauhaus because he did not want any chance of a counterculture. You know, or why in that same year, 1933, he burned down all non-German works of literature, poetry. Like, it's the same spirit. You want to get rid of any other distillation of aesthetic values. Because it's very difficult to understand, but because it's not like you're engaging or debating information, but art literally controls most people's it dominates most of our life. We're just not conscious of it because it seems static. You know, when you look at a work of art, you're relaxed, right? But that's my point. It's life imitates art, and we're just not. It goes over your head, but it's so powerful in that regard because it's almost like it automatically just imbues into you what you put in your own home, how your own family and friends are influenced by it, and this is. This is why, again, I think that we need to have more of our artists in the cultural forefront, man. And this is why exactly what's happening with Kanye, like, this doesn't surprise me one iota. Because if it occurred to me, you know, in a microcosm comparing to his following, right, of course it's going to occur to somebody at that scale. It happened to Gina Carano as well, obviously, as we know. It happened to multiple comedians who are more right-leaning. Like, it happens to Dave Chappelle. Yeah, it happens to anyone who goes...
Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan. So this never surprises me because the reality is we're basically playing in their... under their shadow, you know? So it's up... They'll snap your relevance out of existence, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. I'm a victim of it myself. I'm on InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm looking at this book, The Great Reset... and The War for the World by Alex Jones. This looks like a really great buy. Like I said, the sale ends in 4 days. People, InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure you get yourself some.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hotep Takeover. I am your host, Hotep Jesus. You can keep up with me at HotepJesus.com. I'm joined here today by Arthur Kwan Lee. Arthur, I have to say, man, when it comes to Asian people, I am absolutely jealous and envious of you guys and your culture. And you know, black people love Asian culture. We are in love with the Kung Fu movies and everything else that comes along with that, right? We're enamored with the anime, et cetera, et cetera. I have to ask you, because here's how I recently have approached Asian culture. Google, okay? I'm raising two boys and two girls. And I'm asking myself, I wonder how Asian people would do this. What happens in their household that they're creating successful people and the rest of us Americans aren't, right? So I want to know, as we dive into this topic of culture, what is happening in Asian culture where you're not being usurped by leftist propaganda as wholly as maybe the black community and the white community in America. What is your insulator?
Brother, I believe that the success of Asian Americans in the U.S., it boils down to the fact that we have a patriarchal system. And for me, the most important thing to venerate as a precursor, a stepping stone towards religious virtue, is masculinity. And I mean a wholesome, honorable, benevolent masculinity that recognizes stand up for what's right, essentially. And I believe that masculinity is the most vilified, you know, looked upon as toxic above all else. I mean, all you have to do is look at every cultural phenomena that has taken our culture by storm, you know, whether it's hip hop music or Donald Trump or Andrew Tate. It's all just unapologetic masculinity in the absence of actual wholesome masculine fathers. So I guess what I'll say is that, you know, I was brought up under a very strong, old school, tough father, but with a lot of love. And that is why going through the art world, I ended up becoming like this art Ronin almost, just because if I'm going to be, you know, utilizing my brush, it's going to be for something righteous because I need to honor my father. And that's a big part of the family core for East Asian custom, which is you have to honor your father, you know, and it's sort of like an archetypal precursor to honoring the greater father. So it's about a mission almost, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you have to, it's almost like, how is this action going to reflect and look upon your parents? You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so I need you to break this down. The honor your father part. Totally get it. Totally love it. How is that instilled in the child? Is it told to him, hey, you must honor your father? Or is it something that's done through demonstration instead of explication? How does this happen? Is it done through maybe he's telling some stories, some folk tale? How do you imbue that in the child?
Well, I mean, I've seen it done very incorrectly in Korean culture as well. I mean, I will say before, like, my parents are, they're very Korean in nature, but, you know, they're Americans now. I was born here. I'm very westernized. But my house was raised under these mixed values, right? It's like a child of two cultures, right? And I'll say that, like, my father, for me, I will say, because, you know, he's a pastor as well. So I think I was especially blessed to have a man of God be this holy example, you know, and also like physically good shape, strong, stoic, like old school kind of tough guy. So that was like a blessing for me. But I believe that also applies to a good amount of the Korean and Korean American community. Besides this weird liberalism of the K-pop and all this stuff, which we need to crush that. We need to crush those bugs. but that's kind of like the template that we're brought up under, that the dad is the king. But understand that if you're going to be the king of the house, you also have to be the one who is able to bear the weight and responsibility. And it's sort of intrinsic that when you come into the house, this, you know, it's a beautiful order, actually. You know, it's, I guess what, here in the West, what we regard as toxic masculinity is respected.
Oh, wow. Okay, so toxic masculinity here, or just masculinity, period, is considered toxic masculinity. The traditional masculinity, the way a man would talk to his son, would be considered toxic. Boys fighting, that's considered toxic. Having aggression, that's figured to be toxic. There's an agenda at play, I'm sure.
So funny because, you know, it's because on average, you know, actually Asian men have like the least testosterone usually on average, but it's more that the actual cultural framework of where the men are categorized is proper. So they can look like nerdy, skinny, I don't know, like they can look they can look weak and almost effeminate. But the way Asian structure is designed, it still puts men in this position where they can have order and rise to the occasion when it comes to what's actually on paper. So it's I think that's very powerful. And I often say that this is why that Asia has a they use this cohesive force of shame in a proper way. You know what I mean? Like there's no fat shaming, there's no slut shaming, there's none of these terminologies in East Asia, or it's growing a little bit, but on average it's like all these things, all these stigmas are held and men can openly talk about it. They're not going to worry about some HR lady firing them. You see what I'm getting at? it's those boundaries, you know? And the reality is, yeah, no man wants a woman with a huge high body count, and none of us are attracted to obese women. But it's funny because, like, we can't talk about that as men here. And that's, like, the first way they set it up, so we can't talk about anything deep going forward as well. And talk about real philosophical depth. But if we can have that substrate openly able to be discussed, you know, then we can go forward. And again, it's just masculine talking about whatever they want to do. The positioning, right? Not the trappings of big muscles and red cars, and the actual positioning of masculinity, the frame, is correct in Asia.
Yes, I totally agree. You know, I say that once upon a time, colonization happened because some pirates had a pirate ship with the skull and crossbones on a black flag. Now that flag is rainbow and pink and blue, right? So colonization now comes in the form of pronouns. What's the agenda here? Why do you think there has so much of vitriol and attack on masculinity?
Because, first of all, masculinity itself is the characteristic, in psychologically speaking, that draws identifiable boundaries and standards. So once that's out of the equation, obviously promoting relativism again, right? So you basically lose your social cohesion. And when people are running amok and they're not able to stand together firmly, that's when you can take an empire down. Like, how is it that, you know, the Ottoman Empire took down Rome? It's because Rome's social cohesion was degenerate and it was all falling apart. Because every great empire falls from the inside out. Every single one. And this is how you do the same here. You know, this is not a coincidence. Patterns are meant to be recognized as wisdom. And we're at the point, basically, where, you know, if they're removing fathers at such an alarming rate. And I can tell you, Hotep, when we look at the single motherhood rate in the black community, and all these men in prison that are basically raised by single mothers, and all this, like, whenever I went to Korea, all the men dealing drugs, committing crimes, getting into nonsense, they're all also raised by single mothers. And none of them are black. Yeah.
That's a profound thought. We're going to come right back. That's a profound thought you had right there. Masculinity draws a line. It tells you, here's where we're going to stop. I love that thought. We're going to come back in a few moments. Visit InfoWars store, Doc.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about a Golvix.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact. Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Segment. Amazing, amazing thought. Arthur, it's still on my mind here. So masculinity sets borders, it sets boundaries. And when these borders and boundaries are not set, then you said we have social chaos. And that's what I see today. Can you expound on that thought a little bit more about, you know, the boundaries and the social chaos theory that you have? Because I wrote a book on masculinity, Unbreakable Rules of Masculinity. Go get it at HotepJesus.com. And, you know, I now I have to write a version two based upon that statement. I'm like, I can go riff on this forever.
Well, this is why I'm an anarchist. My friend, you know, it's the proliferation of the state seems to be synonymous with masculine degeneracy. And I believe that it is the role of men to stand up for what's right and speak up. And the reason why all this chaos ensues is because men like you and I, you know, I mean, we're doing our part here, but everyone in one shape or another has to stand up for the truth, brother. That's really what it is, because, I mean, you can just look at the percentages, the actual numbers of how women and men vote, right? Women tend to be the ones who are voting in the expansion of the welfare state, allowing widespread immigration, all of this, because, you know, it's boils down to, like, everyone can just look at their mother and their father, right? I'll share a personal story, anecdotal though. My brother and I, we once got into a big scuffle, big fight after school, punching each other, a couple black guys. My mother gets home. She says, "What happened? You guys got into a fight. Look, you're both wrong equally. That was, you know, I love you both equally." both of us are really worried about my dad getting home. Because my dad is going to come up and say, who started the fight? Right? My brother said, I hit him first. He says, you're the one that was wrong. You see what I'm saying? Like, that applies from the bottom up. That also applies politically. Because we are all, you know, animals here, right? So, I feel like that says it all. That's relatable for everyone.
Absolutely. I've seen, I forget what state it is, but there's a lot of pushback on, you know, there's sexually explicit material in schools, and the Islamic community has been pushing back on this, and the conservative community has been pushing back on this. And I made this funny joke before the summer. I said, it's got to be a hijab summer. We got to bring the hijab back, wrap women up in these, because otherwise we're just going to lose them to debauchery, lechery, and everything of the sorts. So where do we start to draw the boundary?
It's all to be respected, incredibly masculine. You see what I'm getting at? But you got to understand, yes. If you look at the two or older forms of Christian denominations, we're talking about like Orthodox and Lutherans as well. I mean, Christianity used to be incredibly masculine. As a matter of fact, people can talk about how it's blasphemous to depict Christ, but you must understand it's blasphemous if you want people to worship it as an icon. But usually that is not the intention of the artist. The reason why I'm sharing this is because one of the oldest depictions of Christ was titled called Christ Pantocrator. So the Christ king that you saw, that was my depiction of Christ as well. And it's always Christ as sort of like this warrior-esque figure. His face looks like strong and stoic and someone you would not want to mess with. It's only when the Enlightenment came into the picture that we have this depiction of Jesus as like this liberal white hippie. Who's always sensitive in all of this, right? You got to understand, that was art. And look at how everyone imagines Christ now. They succeeded. You see what I'm getting at? The art, so what I'm saying, life imitates art. And it's automatic. Because human beings are heavily circumstantial. If you can change the cultural fabric, people will automatically change and be put into the right position. So, like, while I would love to just say things like cut off welfare and abortion and things will become naturally in the right place in regards to gender dynamics, we need to first of all make the actual cultural fabric in line for people to feel confident to state things like that at a larger scale. So the artistry and the aesthetics have to be in line in that way first.
Oh my God, that's such a bomb right there. They've taken the image of Jesus Christ, my homie, and turned them feminine. I never even thought about that. That is quite profound. That is a great way to attack people.
Now look at this one here. This is if you bumped into this man in a bar, you would apologize right away.
Yeah.
Yes, Lux Nova, and it's a bloody Lux Nova, but there's all these the bodies and the souls of the damned around him too. Because remember, you know, Christ, he comes back. And he comes back not to sing kumbaya. And it's very important to understand that, you know, religious thinking is not just, this is very important to understand. What makes Christianity different and what made me into a Christian actually is a fact, not just because my father is a pastor, but what really crystallized my identity as a Christian is the fact that it's not this pagan, almost Eastern mysticism vibe that spirituality is all about me being in an undifferentiated state. It's all love and it's all one. And because actually that ends up making you in line with collectivist political thinking when you go from spiritual to political. Because even if some of that stuff is real from an ontological experiential lens, the actual building of society, we need to recognize that there's boundaries and there's order and there's hierarchy. And Christianity is a religion that acknowledges that notion as well, whilst being spiritual. So for me, it's so incredibly cohesive to depict an image of Christ that is mega based, right? So that's why torture, brother.
I love that. It reminds me of the story where Jesus goes into the temple and he starts kicking some banker ass. You know, he says, "You guys ain't here doing committing acts of ill intent." And, you know, he's whipping them. He literally whipping some ass. This is Jesus whipping ass in the Bible. So I love that story. Can you tell me more about your art, what you plan to do with your art? Because you've been canceled by the left. So, I don't know, what kind of success you'll have. But just like InfoWarsStore.com, I think people need to get behind that store and your artwork. Tell us about your art, what your intent is with the art and where you're going with it for the next few pieces.
First thing is the works that we just showed there, I mean, they're very large scale. So I make large scale luxury world-class art. You are correct. I cannot work with the traditional institutions that I used to have relationships with. I can't go back to them. That's not going to happen. So that's it. I'm independent now. And because I'm independent, you look at people like Marina Abramović who go on world tour exhibitions, just showing this hedonism and evil, and she gets funded. She gets large-scale patronage. What I realized is that as a man of the people, I need to get collective patronage. So if you would like to support me, you go to my website, Arthur Paul Lee. You click support. Anything helps, and it goes a long way because I'm the guy who's trying to go into the most radical states where they have all these exhibitions that are propaganda and showing art that counters it, that is beautiful, that is true, and that is good. So that's one avenue. If you would like to purchase works and put some beautiful works in your home, empty walls are a total waste, my friend, right? So it starts locally. So put some art in your home and allow the energy to permeate everywhere. So those are two ways you can contact me. You can find me on social media on Arthur Quan Lee. That's my Instagram and Twitter. And finally, last thing is if you are an artist, if you are a creative person, I started an art collective so that we can congregate and fight in the culture front called the Genesis Council. And that is also, that's a space for artists, whether of God or want to save the West, to come together and fight in the culture wars together. We're like the Rebel Alliance.
What's it called? The Genesis Collective?
The Genesis Council.
I love that.
Rebel Alliance. So that's for the artists who are listening, who want to congregate and work with and connect and collaborate with other artists, because I was actually inspired by this underground occult society that really was used to, when I say inspired, I mean guerrilla warfare, to use it against them. This society was called the Thule Society, and this was actually like the way the Nazis came to power. And it was literally a place designed for the political and financial elite to congregate with morally inline talent. And that is so smart. And the point is, these are tools you can use against those who are evil as well. These are swords.
Yeah.
We're not using it. But this is a place where people who believe in God and the truth and the West, who are also artistic, can come together. So it's kind of like
Genesis. The Genesis Council, ladies and gentlemen. This is Arthur Quan Lee. I'm your host, Hotep Jesus. Make sure you go to HotepJesus.com, support me. Make sure you dig in with Arthur Quan Lee. Support your artist. Support InfoWarsStore.com. You'll see my face.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.